Of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." It's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Did you know that there are three different ways that you can be a part of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry? First, you can continue to be a part of us on the air every Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Also, you can call in. You can call in at 347-850-8413. Or you can go to your website, to www.blogtalkradio.com, and also listen on the web. And last but not least, you can be a part of our ministry by coming to our meeting every third Saturday of the month. Most of the time it's at my location where I live, or sometimes we do meet at other locations as well. But this coming Saturday, we will be meeting together from 9 to 10:30 a.m., and we will be discussing our trip to the Holy Land in Orlando. Also, we will be discussing bring your story, that book that we will be writing and putting into publication at the end of the year. So there are two important things that you need to be a part of this meeting on Saturday. Bring your story so we can go ahead and edit and put it together and make this happen. And once again, yes, we'll be discussing our trip to Orlando. We hope to make that trip in September, the third week in September that we were looking at. So there are several ways that you can be a part of this group. Also, we sometimes get together, go bowling. We go out to dinner sometimes. We fellowship. Sometimes we go to movies. And our last trip last year was to Myrtle Beach. So there are different ways that you can be encouraged and be with a group of ladies and widows that understand what you're going through, how you're feeling, how you're grieving. We understand. And it makes a difference that you know when you feel this way, someone else understand how you're feeling. Sometimes your relative, sometimes your friends, or your coworker just don't understand. but you come to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, our meeting this coming Saturday, also being a part of us on the air every Tuesday. And we hope that we can encourage you, knowing that you can get through this moment in your life. Sometimes it seems very unbearable, but just knowing that God will get you through each and every day. You just must keep the faith and knowing that he will supply your needs. And he also will put people and things around you to comfort you. So just knowing that you're not there alone. There are many of us out there that are hurting and going through the same thing that you're going through. But just knowing that God is with you. He'll be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. That is definitely a guarantee, and I'm a witness to that. Because I experienced that in this coming June, it will be 21 years that I have lost my husband. And it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but I do understand what you are going through and what you will continue to go through until you become stronger and stronger, and which you will become, because our God is able, because he is an awesome God. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about several different things. Be an enthusiastic Christian. The verse that we're going to be coming from is Romans chapter 8, 11, verse. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. Well, this interest towards spiritual things is a weakness in the lives of many Christians. They have become so accustomed to scarce and holy things that they are no longer affected by them. We should always be an enthusiastic Christian. Some people show their enthusiasm for the things of God through physical and emotional demonstration. There is more profound and more meaningful, constructive way to be an enthusiastic Christian. That is to lead a life that is filled with the Spirit of Christ. If the Spirit of the living Christ fills you, he permeates every facet of your life and existence. Your thoughts, your spirit, your emotion, your likes and your dislikes, your fears and your convictions, everything is surrendered to his control. When this happens, the holy flames of enthusiasm is lit in your life through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the whole life is inspired by a power that is not of your making. Every part of you reflects the love of Jesus, even if it is sometimes imperfect. You become truly enthusiastic about him in your life, that you live for him. Well, as we go through our grief process, God will fill us with enthusiasm to be good Christians, because he's going to want you to also witness to others how he's helping you get through what you're going through. And that sometimes is a comfort, because I know when the first 6 weeks of my loss, and I worked at a bank, it seems like I kept having widows to come to my desk. And I think I had about four of them to come to me in the last in the first 6 months. And every time I turned around, they would come to my desk, and all of a sudden we would start talking. And they would say, well, I just lost my husband. But we would start talking. I had just lost mine, and I had two little babies to take care of, 4 months and 10 months. And they would say, I should be encouraging you instead of you encouraging me, because I had a long life with my husband, and my kids are grown. And here you are with little babies having to go through what you're going through. So he finds ways that you can encourage others, lift them up. And during that time, I didn't know that I was going to be encouraging someone else by being in good, not necessary, though being in good spirit, knowing that God keeps promising me that he will never leave me or forsake me. He kept doing things and showing me things and supplying my needs and my children's needs, and pretty much that kept lifting me up, that I could go on. I could get through this because he's showing me that he will never leave me or forsake me. So there are ways that our awesome God would show you how he's going to get you through these different days in your life. Well, be a comforter to someone else too. And the scripture reads from Isaiah 41:5-6. They approach and come forward, each help the others, and say to his brother, be strong. Well, also in Isaiah 41:10, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible, it says, fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around, you are in terror, and be dismayed, for I am your guide. I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. I will hold you up and retain you with my right hand of righteousness and justice. So right there, he promises you that he will give you the strength that you need, and you have no fear. He will be there for you. Life is not always easy. The ever-increasing cost of living tends human relationship, fear of unemployment, of health, ill health, contributes to make life difficult, even losses of spouse or other loved ones. Unfortunately, many people accept difficult circumstances as the norm. As a Christian, you are not guaranteed freedom from trials and problems or loss of loved ones. If you feel that God has let you down, you simply join the mass choir that sings a song of woe about the unfairness of life, and you only succeed in creating more misery and despair. He doesn't want you to go through that. He doesn't want you to feel that way. If the eternal spirit of the living Christ lives in you, he will prevent you from sinking into the quicksand of despair. You will look for a solution to life's problem and will be content to cast your cares unto the Lord. He knows everything. Then you will be able to live creatively and courageously. Through the power of Christ's indwelling spirit, you can triumph over negative circumstances and losses, and so be able to comfort others. Then they too will be able to look past the negative or the losses and see eternity, the glorious future that God has planned for us. Just think about the song that I was playing when the show first started, by Marvin Sapp. He said, I made it. I made it through. There are some scars, but I made it, and I made it through. every time I hear that song, it makes me want to cry, because he did a testimony. This song is called My Testimony, but I listened to him on a few of the radio station when he was promoting his new CD, and he talked about all the losses that he had. He lost his father, he lost his mentor, and then he lost his wife. A friend, his wife was a friend and a manager to him. And when he sings this song that he made it, I just wonder, how can he really sing that song? Because if I had to sing that song about all the losses, I would have tears, I mean, going down my eyes each and every time, because the song is so painful. But even though it's so painful, it's so encouraging. It's so much comfort in that song that you can get through. And to know that Marvin Sapp is singing that song, and he's lost all these people that he was so close to and loved so much. And if he can sing that song to encourage others, we can do the same. We can say that I made it. And it just, every time, it just hurts my heart just to know how strong he is in singing this song and doing God's will still and letting us know that we can get through these times in our lives in spite of how bad the situation might look and how it feels. We can make it. And once you become a comforter, serve humbly. God opposed the pride, the proud, that gives grace to the humble. That's 1 Peter 5:5. If you believe that you are self-sufficient and do not need the strength and the guidance of God, you will come spiritually ineffective. No servant of God can be effective if he is more aware of his own ability than what God can do through him. Yes, he wants you to be humble. Humble in what he wants you to do. Yes, we go through these things, but he wants you to comfort others, help others. And this will help you to get through what you're going through. But be humble. If you humble yourself to the presence of God, your spirit is open to instruction by the Holy Spirit of God. You will focus on the truth of his presence, and he will fill your heart and your life with his presence. When you humble yourself before God and are obedient to him, you will become his partner and the servant that you render to him, and you will follow man carry, and your fellow man carries the mark of true Christianness, Christlikeness. I'm sorry. So it's so important to be humble as well. This is the way that God wants you to be. Be meek and humble. And when you do that, you can see where you can be able to comfort, and people will see your spirit, that you are real, that you are there to help them and support them. These last few months has been very trying for me. But like I say, I have a passion to do God's will. I have a passion to help others as much as I possibly can, and give my time and talent to do just that. A young lady I spoke to this evening, and it's so amazing how God can put people and things in your way. She had twins 3 months ago, a boy and a girl, and just recently she lost her son, one of the twins. And she just came from the funeral home. She was on her way to the funeral home, and she had to stop for gas. But right next to the gas station was our church. And in the churchyard, I facilitate a grief support group. And the name of the group is support group is Grief Share. And there was a sign, a stick sign that we have in the yard, as well as we have a banner hanging also on one side of the church as well. But as she was getting gas getting gas in her car, she looked over and she saw the sign that says Grief Share. And she called our church number because she felt that she needed to talk to someone to get through this. So the pastor that I work with at the church in caring counseling, he's out of town on business, and the call went to his voicemail to be called. So they forwarded the call to me, which normally we work together. And he called me and told me to give her a call. And I spoke to her tonight. But it's just so amazing how she went to get gas in her car. How God will supply your needs. He will give you the comfort that you need to get through certain things. And she saw that sign in the churchyard. That's how God works. When you need him, he will supply your needs. He will find ways that he can get help from sometimes just a radio talk show or someone, and maybe someone could have met her in the gas station and given her a word of encouragement. But she saw that sign in the churchyard and called. And we had a very good conversation. It was a sad one, but I offered her to stop by the grief support group tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. It's Thursday. I feel that tomorrow is already Thursday, but to stop by if she felt like she needed to talk to someone. So that's how God works. He will supply your needs, and we just have to have faith. And also, when we are approached that we can help others and encourage others, we must do that, because that's what God wants us to do. So don't think that your situation is always bad or sad. Someone else is always worse off than you are. That young lady was going through some things, and she just felt the need to talk with someone that could understand her feelings. And she reached out, and God showed her a way to connect to someone. And I was glad that I was able to speak with her this evening and give her some words of encouragement. But just let you know that there are trying times that we are going through. During this time, we just have to be strong and believe in God and trust God. That's most of all, trust him, knowing that he will get us through this each and every day. Also want to read something else out of my other book, Spiritual Refreshment, because once you help others, you're being humble in helping others. The determination that you need to have. As for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. That's coming from 2 Chronicles 15:7. What is it that threatening to make you lose your results and give up? Maybe it's exhaustion or discouragement. It might be a different question that you might be going through in your mind, and why is this happening at this time in my life? And sometimes even though we believe in God and trust God, we get those down times. So we have to be determined that we won't give up. Give up on God and just keep pressing on. It is, and the question is it worth it? Is anyone going to notice? The Bible promises over and over again that your determination will be rewarded. Be rewarded in helping others. God sees even if no one else does. When you don't think that God is looking or listening, He is. He understands the process and the difficulty that we go through when we're going through our trials and tribulation. He will be waiting at the finish line, and His effort in this life will be worthwhile. So just know that you will be able to get through this. I did. It's been 20 years, going on 21, but you will begin feeling better about your loss and being able to talk about it without crying. You'll be able to talk about it and smile, and it's reminisce on some of the things that you shared with Him. So be encouraged. First, like I said before, be an enthusiastic Christian. And once you become an enthusiastic Christian, be a comforter to someone else. And be humble as you do this. And God will give you comfort and peace and reward you for your for what you do for others. And this will heal you, help you to heal faster when you start helping someone else. And because sometimes when you think that things are worth with you, no. When you hear someone else's story, it's always worse than your story. And sometimes that lifts you up and gets you back. Said, you know, no, I can get through this. Because if that person is dealing with what they're dealing with, I know mine is not as bad as that situation. There's always someone else's situation is worse than you. But just like Marvin Sapp said, just like he said, I made it. He made it through. But he made it through with the faith and God. So I hope that you enjoyed the show tonight. Just be encouraged. And I hope that you can attend the meeting this coming Saturday from 9 to 10:30 a.m. and also help us to plan this trip and bring in your story so we can get it started. I'm excited about getting this book completed. Doing God, how we can bless others with this book. Have a great week and tune in again next week, same time, from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Be blessed and knowing that our God is the awesome God. Good night.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and He's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever He'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
my God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
Keep you in the valley.